the Lone Ranger. Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor.
Remember way back when you were a kid growing up, you always found time to make a side trip to the little grocery store down the block. That's where you'd find the big display of Mickey snack cakes. Remember? Didn't it make you happy to pick up a Devil Delight and take a whiff? What a chocolatey smell. And remember the coconut-sprinkled Jim Jams or the cream-filled banana flips? Well, today, Merita Bakeries still make the Mickey snack cakes you used to love as a kid. That's why Mickey snack cakes are called smile food. The bakers know they're spreading smiles and sunshine wherever Mickey snack cakes are sold. Find a little neighborhood grocery store today, or a big modern supermarket. Look for the display of Mickey snack cakes. They're all there, like you used to remember. The Devil Delights, the Jim Jams, the Banana Flips. Treat yourself to some fresh memories. Treat yourself to a Mickey snack cake. Have a smile on us.
His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver! Silver!
A number of men from England and Canada went into the pioneer West in search of fortune and adventure. Some remained there to become settlers and citizens, and others returned to their native land. But there were two who turned outlaws. They were known as Sid Gordon and Woody Oakes. A stagecoach with a strongbox lashed to the top was rolling south across the Nebraska plain when Sid Gordon and Woody Oakes stepped from a thicket and opened fire into the air.
Stop those horses!
You guys, drop your shotgun!
I'm stopping! Hold there! Go!
After disarming the guard and driver and sending them on their way on foot, the highwaymen broke open the strongbox and found it filled with small canvas sacks containing English gold coins. The outlaw known as Woody said,
"Blimey, Sid, do you see these coins?
English sovereigns. According to this paper, the gold was on its way from Canada to Frisco to be shipped overseas to the Sultan of a colony.
We don't dare risk spending this kind of money.
We can spend it without danger in Canada. Let's stow the gold in our saddlebag."
Right.
The holdup, which involved international relations, was given wide publicity. Hundreds of law enforcement officers and private investigators entered the case. But after weeks of feverish activity, all admitted failure except two men. Two men who followed the almost imperceptible trail the others had lost. They were the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Their pursuit of the fleeing outlaws had taken them into an isolated part of Dakota Territory. As they rode through the almost uninhabited region, Tonto kept his keen eyes fixed on the ground. He was saying,
"It's bad. There's no description of crooks.
At least we have a description of their horses. We know they're the famous Morgan breed."
Trail clear now, Kemosabe. Maybe we go faster.
This is another chance to gain on them. One, two, there!
One scout!
Meanwhile, the outlaws had reached a ranch near the edge of the Dakota Badlands. Their weary horses stood near a small corral behind the ranch house, heads drooping. Woody and Sid, themselves almost exhausted, sat on a nearby boulder, while they talked to the owner of the place. He was a tall, hatchet-faced man with shrewd eyes. He had studied the two men, and now had his eyes on their tired horses.
You must have been riding lightning to leather.
Right. We need fresh mounts.
You came to the right place. I'm Yank Martin, and I deal in horses. I happen to have two handsome mares right here in this corral. See them?
They look all right from here. Want to trade them for our thoroughbred Morgans?
Your horses are plumb done out. They're thin.
All they need is rest. They'll be fit as ever in a couple of days.
How come he didn't rest them?
We didn't dare stop. We're being followed by outlaws, a masked man and an Injun. But we've outwitted them temporarily.
Why are they after you?
Yank, you look like an honest rancher, so I'll tell you the truth. We're Englishmen who want to buy a ranch, and we're carrying a considerable amount of money.
Oh. I'm going up the hill and watch our back trail through field glasses. Those crooks may be closing in.
Good idea, sir.
About that horse deal, I'll swap with you for $300 to boot.
I'll give you $200, though that's too much. I happen to have a sack of English sovereigns equal to that much in dollars.
Let's see it.
Woody produced one of the bags of stolen money he had kept in a pocket and counted out the contents. As the outlaw returned the gold coins to the sack, Yank Martin's eyes glittered.
It's a deal. I'll trot out the horses.
They'll have to be sound.
All my saddle stock is sound. Woody, I saw the masked man and Indian. They're still a mile or so away, but they're headed this way.
You hear that, Yank? Hurry with those horses.
I'm bringing them out. Hey, Joe, where are my other riders?
You let them go in town, you said.
Never mind what I said. Saddle two good horses and get fixed to do some shooting. We'll be riding as soon as I take care of these gents.
All right.
Come on here. Here are the horses, gents. Want to look into their mouths and punch their ribs?
There's no time for that. They look all right.
I'll help you change your saddles to these horses. Then I'll turn your nags into the corral.
We'll do that ourselves. Now, here's the money. Now, you'd better join your men and meet those outlaws.
We'd stay to help you, but we don't know how to shoot these guns we're carrying.
You Englishmen have a lot to learn. Yeah, a lot to learn.
The buildings of Yank Martin's ranch were some distance away and beyond a small hill, so they were unseen by the Lone Ranger and Tonto when they drew rein beside a high-fenced corral made of posts set firmly in the ground and fitted together so closely that the masked man and his Indian companion could see little by peering between them.
There are horses inside, Tonto, but I can't tell whether the outlaws are heading there or not.
Gate fastened with chain, lock.
I'm going to look over the top. Come on, please.
Come, Scout. Come, Papa.
I think we'll be able to see over the top by standing on our saddles.
Oh, that's good enough for me, Savvy.
Never seen a corral like this. Almost like a stockade.
You see only horses inside. Why them in place like this?
I don't know. We'll climb over the top, drop to the ground inside, and maybe we'll be able to find out.
But how we get out?
I'll throw my rope over. One end's tied to the saddle horn. There. When we're ready to leave, we'll climb the rope from the other side.
Oh, me savvy.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, examining the strange horses inside the high wall, didn't suspect that Yank Martin and one of his men were approaching from the ranch buildings. After looking at several of the horses, Tonto said,
Outlaws Morgan horses not here. No good horses here.
You're right, Tonto. The operator of this place has used every trick I've ever heard of to fool horse buyers.
Ah.
He's even treated them for lameness.
That why legs wrapped in cloth?
Yes. Someone around here is a crackerjack at doctoring horses to overcome lameness till the buyer is out of sight. I'd like to know more about this place, Tonto. But first, we must recover the English gold.
We climb rope now?
Yes. I'll go first.
The Lone Ranger went up the rope hand over hand until he could grip the top of the wall. As he drew himself up, two men on the outside fired. The masked man's hat flew from his head. He dropped back inside the pen.
You hurt, Kemosabe?
No, but that was close. Two men fired at me.
Must be outlaws.
Whoever they are, they have us trapped.
Kemosabe?
Yes?
Me hear more horses coming.
Yes.
Yo, here comes the federal marshal and his deputy.
Yeah, I see him.
The marshal taught
us. Oh, 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 oh.
What's going on, Yank Martin?
You're just in time, Marshal. We've got two owl hoots trapped in there.
They think we're outlaws.
You know better than a horse thief yourself, Yank. Who'd want to steal your crow bait?
That's not the point. A masked man.
man and Indian are in there. These are their horses.
You fellas inside. I'm a federal marshal.
We're on your side of the law, Marshal.
What are you doing inside that stockade?
Learning how a crooked horse trader operates.
You want to surrender? Or do we have to open the gate and come in shooting?
We'll climb out if you'll hold your fire.
Then come on. Climb over one at a time. You'll be covered, so don't try any tricks.
All right. We're coming over.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
Times sure have changed. Time was when people saved cookouts and picnics for summer, and lazy Sundays spent under a big oak tree in the town park. Well, today's family eating habits are much more flexible. Mom might have forgotten how easy it is to fix a cook-in for lunch, maybe with hot dogs and baked beans, or a casual dinner with cheeseburgers, soup, and salad. And as you're planning your easygoing meals, don't forget to invite Merita. As in Merita hot dog and hamburger buns. Remember, Merita? We're the people who bake while you sleep. That's the only way Merita can promise you'll find the freshest rolls and bread and cakes the very next day on your grocer's shelf. But remember, we bake our famous hot dog and hamburger rolls all year long. So relax a little. Plan quick and easy meals your family will love. And don't forget Merita. Merita enriched hot dog and hamburger rolls. We're not just a summertime thing.
Now to continue. The Lone Ranger went over the wall first, then stood quietly with his hands at shoulder level until Tonto was at his side. The marshal and his deputy held their guns steady, while Yank Martin and his ranch hand stood nearby. Yank said,
"Take their guns, Marshal, and make that critter take off his mask."
"Oh, shut up, Yank. Mister, you own that white stallion?"
"Yes."
"Has the horse got a name?"
"Yes, I call him Silver."
"Uh-huh. What do people call you?"
"The Lone Ranger."
"I suspected as much. What's your name, Injun?"
"Me, Tonto."
"That checks.
May I lower my hands and coil my rope?"
"Sure thing, sure thing. And while you're doing it, tell me why you're here."
"Paul and I have been trailing two outlaws who stole a shipment of gold belonging to the English government."
"And the Nebraska stage robbers. I've been trying to cut their trail sign myself. That's why my deputy and I came here when we heard shooting."
"The trail led us to the swindler's ranch."
"Don't call me a swindler. Anything's fair in horse trading. I'm within the law."
"That's a matter of opinion. I think your trick should be exposed."
"I want to hear more about those stage robbers."
"Their trail led us here, Marshal. And continues on over that hill."
"Well, Yank's buildings and regular corral are over there."
"It may be worthwhile to look around. I'm sure those crooks needed fresh horses when they reached here."
"Show me the tracks of the outlaw's horse."
"Very well, step over this way."
Yank knew he'd be in trouble when the marshal found the Morgan horses of the outlaws. As he watched the masked man and Indian show the lawman the outlaw's tracks a few yards away, he had a sudden idea. He turned to his ranch hand.
"Joe, take this bag of money I got for those horses and put it into the masked man's saddlebag."
"Anything you say, boss."
Taking the bag of stolen gold pieces from the horse trader, Joe moved to Silver's side unnoticed as Yank placed himself in front of the marshal.
"How do you know this gent's really the Lone Ranger?"
"What do you mean?"
"He could have killed the Lone Ranger, stolen his horse, mask, and guns. Before you search my place, search him. That's only fair."
"Well, it's funny hearing you talk about fair play, Yank. But you've got a point. Mister?"
"Go ahead, Marshal. Search us and our gear."
"Well, it seems kind of foolish to me, but we'll start with the horses. Deputy, you look through the engine's gear. I'll see what the white horse is carrying."
"Right, Marshal."
With practiced hands, the federal marshal went through the Lone Ranger's bedroll and one of the saddlebags. Then he opened the other and felt inside. His hand came out with a small canvas bag whose contents jingled.
"Well, thunderation. It says Bank of England on this bag. It's filled with English gold pieces."
"Didn't I tell you? He's not the Lone Ranger. He and the engine stole the gold."
"Deputy, cover those crooks. I'll hang on to this money."
The deputy's hand dropped to his gun. Yank and Joe had their revolvers almost out of their holsters. But the Lone Ranger and Tonto had already drawn their Colts, and the muzzles were lined on the others.
"Steady, all of you. Somebody's tried to frame me."
"You crook, I crossed over the goods."
"Tonto, take their guns."
"Me get them."
"You'll pay for this."
"Have you all the guns, Tonto?"
"Me got them."
"We'll leave them at the ranch house. We'll meet again, Marshal."
"You'll meet a bullet, mister."
"Easy, steady, big fella.
Easy, fella.
Monsieur!
Monsieur!"
Racing to the horse trader's house, the Lone Ranger and Tonto quickly inspected it and other buildings. All were deserted. Then they went beyond to the corral.
Look, Kemosabe. They're outlaws' horses.
The robbers traded horses here.
That's right.
They must have used the English gold to complete the deal.
Now, me savvy, why stolen money in your saddlebag? Horse trader or his man put it there.
If the robbers took any of his old, worn-out horses in the trade, they might get far.
Oak prints here by fence show where horses were chained. Two from Corral head west to Badlands.
All right, easy. Steady.
Easy, fella. Easy, fella.
We'll follow them.
Tracks still plenty fresh.
Hold still there.
A few minutes later, the men the Lone Ranger and Tonto disarmed reached the ranch house. They found their guns where the masked man left them. The furious marshal and his deputy rode on, hoping to overtake the men they now believed to be the much-sought stage robbers. As they rode out of sight, Yank laughed.
Joe, this is the best trick I ever pulled.
How's that, boss?
The Lone Ranger and the Indian are on the run from the marshal. I've got those English gold thieves mounted on horses that'll soon give out.
Well, what about it?
The stage robbers have got to keep traveling, and they'll need horses.
Yeah?
This is the only place within a 50-mile radius where they can get them. There's not even a ranch where they could steal them. So they'll have to come back here for their Morgans.
You're right, Yank.
So we'll just sit tight, and they'll walk right into our hands. Then we'll get all the English gold.
Boss, I wish I had a gun that worked as fast as your brain.
I
use like everything.
Well,
meanwhile, Woody and Sid had halted their flight on the Badlands a few miles away. The horses traded to them had already gone lame and were limping badly. Examining the animals, Woody vowed vengeance.
A smart old man never kills unless he's forced to. But I'm going back and plug that crooked horse trader.
Use your head, Woody. We'll go back, but not for a couple of days. By that time, our Morgans will be rested and we can use them again. This is a safe place to hide, meantime.
We left a clear trail from Yank's place.
With these crow baits, that couldn't be helped. But we'll watch our back trail, and if the masked man comes close, we'll dry gulch him and his partner. Besides, look at those clouds. We're in for a storm that'll wash out all trail signs.
Yeah.
We'll be safe enough, Woody.
The storm Sid anticipated soon broke, lashing the region with rain and wind and turning dry washes into raging rivers. It temporarily ended the Lone Ranger's search for the outlaws and the Marshal's hunt for the Lone Ranger. Much to Yank Martin's disgust, the federal officer and his deputy returned to the ranch. But on the second day, when the weather cleared, they rode away to resume their pursuit of the masked man. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had watched Yank's place from a well-concealed camp on a hill within spyglass distance. That night, Yank and Joe were alone in the ranch house. Joe was asking...
Boss, why'd you let the other boys go to town again?
I didn't want them around when the outlaws walk into our trap. They'd want a split of the gold.
You figure they'll come tonight?
Yeah, the marshal and the deputy are gone for good, I hope. The Lone Ranger will lead them a merry chase. So the coast is clear for the gold thieves to come back after the Morgans.
What'll I do?
Guard the corral. I'll be hiding in here with my gun ready.
Listen. I heard a noise outside. You better blow out the light.
What? I didn't hear anything.
Did you leave that west window open?
I never open it.
Well, it's open now.
Freeze, you fool!
What's up?
Don't shoot!
Keep them covered, Sid. I'm climbing in. How'd you like to swap two Morgans for your life, horse trader?
Don't kill me. Take the horses.
I'm taking your guns first.
Oh,
there. That does for you. And that for you. Come on in, Sid.
Right.
From what I overheard, it sounds like you were expecting us, Yank. Only we came too soon.
Don't shoot us.
We're not going to shoot you.
No.
No. We're going to tie you to the backs of those phony old nags after we saddle our Morgan.
No, no.
Then we'll take you into the Badlands and run the horses over a cliff.
No, I'll make everything all right.
No, dear Yank, you're coming with us. Come on.
Huh?
What are you staring at, Joe?
The masked man and Injun. They're behind you. Look.
You'll have to think of something better than that old trick to make us turn our heads.
Don't turn. Just drop those guns.
Where? I told you, it's him. He's here.
Drop your gun.
Not for you.
Get him, Woody.
I'm giving up.
Me get guns.
Oh, you saved our lives, mister. But how'd you get here?
We've been watching this place since you tried to frame me. Like you, we expected the gold thieves to return. They were just outside the house when they crawled in.
I want to thank you.
Don't thank me for anything, Yank. You'd have murdered these robbers for their stolen gold.
They'd have murdered me. You heard...
I've heard enough from you.
What's going on here?
We're holding the stage robbers for you, Marshal. You'll find the English government's gold on two tired, lame horses standing by the corral.
I've already found it, mister.
The Morgan horses they rode when we trailed them to this ranch are inside the corral.
I know that now. Should have known in the first place that Yank tried to frame me. The money I found in your saddlebag was planted there. Yank swindled the robbers out of it in a trade for those broken-down horses.
That polecat, I'll get
you him. Stand still. Handcuff him, deputy.
Right.
That crook, he ain't Martin on the swing.
Just put him in the same cell with us. That's all I want.
Leave no case against him that it's sticking court.
Yeah, of course you haven't. The law can't touch me.
Well, I can.
Marshal, he's going to hit me.
Well, you have this. Defend yourself.
No, no.
That's for using honest old horses in your fraud.
Hit him again. Hit him for us.
He's down. He's had enough. Marshal, you have your prisoners and the gold's been recovered.
Mister, what you've done should show the English government that while we've got crooks in the West, we've likewise got the men to catch the crooks.
Well, adios.
Adios, and thanks.
Marshal, who is that masked man? We shook everyone but him and the Indian off our trail.
Yes, he's a hard man to get away from. And a harder one to catch, as I should know. He's the Lone Ranger.
Hello there. I'd like to just take a minute to talk to you about Merida Brown and Serve Rolls. As you know, Merida means all that's fresh and good that goes into and comes out of your oven. And Merida Brown and Serve Rolls are the ones that bake to a flaky golden brown in just 6 minutes. There are 12 delicious Merida Brown and Serve Rolls in every package. And if you don't use them all right away, that's all right, too. Merida guarantees freshness for several days after you buy them. Of course, in your freezer, they'll last indefinitely. But don't wait for company to have Merida Brown and Serves. Your family would love to have a basket of fresh, steaming hot rolls with breakfast, or lunch, or dinner. It'll mean you care. And what a delicious way to show your love. After all, your family deserves the best. They deserve Merida. Merida Brown and Serve Rolls.
Listen to the Lone Ranger. Later the same morning, Deputy Jake Frayne finished his desk work in the sheriff's office, then went to the house where he lived alone. He closed the door, then crossed the living room and opened the bedroom door.
The coast is clear, Carslake. Come on out.
Prindle would have recognized the man who walked out of the bedroom as the thief who had shot the station master. He had been hiding in the deputy's home since the previous evening, when after riding on hard ground to baffle pursuers, he had sneaked back into town.
Has Prindle left town?
Yes, and I'm in the clear. The shot I fired through the hotel window did the trick. Prindle was mighty eager to leave on the stage. It's a good thing you had me working with you, Carslake.
It's the easiest money ever earned. Hey, who's that?
Oh, take it easy, Carslake. You're in the clear.
If someone sees me here in your house,
what do they do? Everyone knows you and I are friends.
Listen to the Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording at this same time. A copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Crandall Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy.